shift treatment away from hospitals and centres and deliver more care at their GPs, in their community and in their homes. And you gave me some brilliant examples of what a difference that makes, shifting care towards people's communities and their homes this morning when we're walking through what you do right here. Because as you know, that will make a massive difference to waiting times. If we can get more GPs consulting immediately with specialists, diagnosing even more quickly, then we'll avoid an extra 800,000 unnecessary referrals and appointments every single year. Another game changer, community diagnostic centres. We will open them, more of them, and it'll be 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. So if you need a scan or an X-ray, you get it done much more quickly and at your convenience. And that alone will deliver 440,000 extra tests and scans every year. We'll also let patients with long-term conditions monitor themselves at home, give them the technology to do that, and that will cut another 500,000 unnecessary appointments. We'll also reform funding incentives, focus our investment on what will actually cut waiting times. Far too much money is wasted on inefficient care. That has to stop because we can't afford it. Artificial intelligence will help us here as well. I've seen it in actions at a hospital I was at the tail end of last year. An AI-enhanced stethoscope that can tell in a heartbeat, literally, whether you're at risk of cardiac failure. And just think about that. That's a patient saved in an instant from a possible future that they may have had where
we're
they might collapse, possibly
Epsom
more
Hospital
than once.
Where
they'll be rushed on trolleys into A&E, into acute services. All of that avoided because AI was able to pick it up much earlier. Think of the impact, not just on the individual patient, the person that might happen to, and of course their family, but also on the NHS. Because artificial intelligence is a technology with almost unlimited power to cut waste, speed things up, and save lives. And with this plan, the NHS will harness it properly. And finally, to cut waiting times as dramatically as possible, our approach must be totally unburdened by dogma. Working people will expect nothing less. So today, I welcome a new agreement that will expand the relationship between the NHS and the private healthcare sector, make the spaces, the facilities and resources of private hospitals more readily available to the NHS. That's more beds, more operations, more care available to the NHS, treating patients free at the point of use, targeted at where we need them most. A partnership in the national interest, cutting waiting times, working for you, delivering our plan for change. Now, I know some people won't like this, but I make no apologies. Change is urgent. I'm not interested in putting ideology before patients. And I'm not interested in moving at the pace of excuses. All through this project that we've been involved in, people have been saying to me, slow down. You can't change the Labour Party, they said. You won't win an election in every nation in Britain, they said. And they say you won't deliver on that plan. They'll say it again this year. I've no doubt about it, about this plan. It's that anthem of decline. But they've been wrong at every stage. And they'll be wrong again. Because this year, we will show that Britain can change our country. Politics can be a force for good. And we can unite the NHS behind a plan for reform. An NHS that's faster, easier and more convenient. With waiting times cut. Patients in control, technology at your service, and outstanding care in your community. That is the change we will deliver. Another step along the road to a country and a people strong, secure, confident that the future will be better for their children. Thank you very much.